Hello everyone, and we're back again with another walkthrough. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm speaking first, but I just thought I'd be really creative and start this. But basically, I've got with me, and this is the person who's actually doing the walkthrough because of reasons that I have no control over. I basically stereo mix and stuff, but I'm really glad he's doing this because I probably couldn't do a very good walkthrough without him. But anyway, I'm with Brendan Smith, and today we're going to be doing a rather different walkthrough because we're going to be doing a walkthrough of Code Factory's Time Adventures. I don't really know how popular this game is, but I think it's sort of quite popular. But I don't quite know whether this is true or not, but apparently, from reliable sources, we've heard that they abandoned it. But yeah, I'm gonna hand over to Brendan because he probably knows more about this than me. But anyway, hello, Brendan.
Hi Lauren, and hi to all of you who might be listening. Yes, we are doing Time Adventures. As far as I know, the game has been abandoned, and I hear this from sources all around the forum. Nobody has spoken to the contrary yet. So thus you can find links all over the place if you want access. So the game is pretty big, it's 500 odd megabytes.
Somebody, yeah.
So that's why we're actually doing this walkthrough. So if you are new, you know, you're one of those audio gamers that came in because of Swamp or because, you know, any other game, and you want to learn more about gaming, then you can listen to this one and you can decide for yourself do you actually want to download 500 megabytes or not from whatever link. Now, for once, we aren't going to kill anything. I can tell you that much about the game. And Lauren, if you want to, you can explain what is Time Adventures.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to give too much away because basically it's mystery. But basically, before I do say anything, I'm just going to say the reason I may sound a little more clear than I did in previous walkthroughs is because I got a microphone today, a new microphone. And that is why we're doing the walkthrough today instead of the date we were previously thinking of doing the walkthrough, because we're pretty new to it, actually, the game. We're pretty new to it because basically we only like found out about this game, both of us. I think it was about 5 days ago or less. I think it
Yeah.
was less, I don't know.
A little lesson. Last Thursday for me, anyway. A friend was
Yeah,
recommended to it,
Friday for me, I think. I don't know.
and he
But
tried it
anyway.
out, so yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, going into the game, all I'm saying is because before, like I've said before, I'm not going to give too much away. Sorry, I can't speak today. Is basically this guy, Jacko, and you're just sitting in your house, you know, all everyday, ordinary life, when you get this phone call. And this is in the first like cutscene, but it's where basically you get this phone call from the lawyer who's saying that your uncle Alexander, I think it is, yeah,
Yeah.
he died, and he basically you have something in his will, and that's all I'm gonna say because it's a game about mystery.
Yeah. And you have to go and find whatever is in his will.
Yeah, but whereas concept and stuff, it's like basically if any of you have played, if any of you listening have played Grizzly Gulch or Chillingham, it's fairly similar and it reminds me of that. However, it's slightly more complicated as keystrokes go because, like, unlike in Chillingham and Grizzly Gulch, and I'm not saying anything against them because I like their concept, but whereas in those games, when you talk, you don't have an option to say to the people. In this game, Time Adventures, you do. You can press tab to hear options. And that is a really good feature because basically everything you do, everything that happens, relies on choice. So if you choose the wrong thing, then basically you're just done for. You can't do anything about it.
Yes, and that's very interesting. You can to listen to whatever the guy says when he interacts with people. So let's go without further ado, get this game started. Now, I'm gonna get this running.
Start. Start.
That's good music.
Pulsa 1 si quieres jugar en español. Press 2 if you want to play in English.
We can always play in Spanish, but I'm still learning. Sorry. So we are not going to do this walkthrough in Spanish.
Don't worry. Sorry, go on.
That was basically what I wanted to say. You can say what you want to say.
I was just going to say, Code Factory, I think, are a Spanish company. Don't get me wrong, I don't really know, but if anyone knows otherwise, correct me. But that's why you have the option to speak in Spanish. Sorry, I meant to play the game in Spanish. Yes. But we're obviously going to play it in English, so we're going to press 2.
Help during the game. F12.
Now we're going to explain this, so...
No more worries about work. No more worries about how to fill your free time. No more worries about politics, the economy, or the knocks that life gives. Goodbye to paperwork and bureaucracy. Goodbye to existential dilemmas. Goodbye to illness, doubts, insecurity. The Total Life Management Service is especially designed for people like you. And with it, we give you a job, a house, a partner, and a dog. The Total Life Management Service. Another service from Mac Tech Corporation.
I think that might have been a TV
advert.
What's wrong
with this aerial?
Maybe it's that Gramsci kid playing about with the satellite tuning on your father's set again.
Those designers of homemade airspace applications. They think all the airspace is theirs. Well, they weren't offering much either. A bit of film every 20 minutes of commercials.
Jacko, will you get it?
Yeah? Yeah, she's here. Sorry? Hold on a minute, please. Hey, Mum, there's a guy here called Alexander?
My God, yes. But we haven't had any news of him since he divorced your aunt.
Well, you'll have to come speak to this man, because either I haven't understood very well what he said to me, or this guy Alec has just left me something very important in his will.
In his will?
Uh-huh.
This bit I always find freaky.
Nobody around here knew much about my friend Alec. He didn't talk much with anybody, and nobody knew much about him. The only people whose relationship with him extended beyond the merely formal were me and his lawyer. The man I knew was a quiet man, lively, and a very good talking companion, who knew a lot more than he gave to believe, and never boasted about. It was his own choice to live separated from the world, and I'm sure, like all of us who knew him well, that he never had a bad word for anybody, nor wished anybody ill. That, I'm sure you'll agree, is much more than most of us are capable of. Rest in peace, Alexander.
Well, before I read out the will to you, I have to get all the forms ready. I won't be long. I'll expect you in my office at 12 exactly. Is that all right?
Well, look at this. The typical village square with its medieval arches, its shops, its majestic flag and everything.
So now, basically, we are in the game. We can now move around, see what's here with the left and right arrow keys.
Clock. Clock.
And you can even hear it.
Lawyer's office.
The lawyer's office.
Library.
Stationery
shop.
Stationery shop.
Old people.
It's old people.
Telephone box.
Telephone box.
Fountain.
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 Now,
clock.
Lauren, can you
give
us a few keystrokes one might actually use here?
Okay, so basically we can... Oh, goodness, it just slipped my mind. So basically, to look at whatever you're in front of or whatever, you press F2. To take or whatever... I can't remember what else you can do with it.
You can go to...
Yeah, that's it. Press F3. To speak to anyone who's there, you can press F4. But sometimes it doesn't let you. Sometimes you have to solve a puzzle before you actually can. And then, if you're going to use something, like from your inventory, which you can press I to get, to. I'm going to come to that in a minute. You can press I and then use the arrow keys to find whatever you need to use. Press F3, and then if you're using it on something that isn't in your inventory, you press escape, and then you press F5. So that's what that's for.
On whatever you want to use it on.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I think that's it up until F12, which gives you like the basic health, like help, which gives you the keystrokes I'm just explaining. To go to your main menu, you can't just press escape multiple times to get there. You have to press M.
Escape is gonna let you skip cutscenes, possibly.
Yeah.
If you wanna just
skip possibly.
A cutscene, you just press escape and you'll go away from it.
Yeah, but you have to press M to get to the main menu, which we'll probably do in a minute so we can investigate it. And then I to get to your inventory, and that's really it. Oh, apart from, like, in... I think I mentioned this a little earlier, but when you're talking to someone, you can press Tab to choose various choices that you can, you know, say to them.
Yeah,
various options.
Straight left. Okay, let's go into menu quickly by pressing M.
Voice.
I haven't really checked this yet.
I'm not sure really what it is.
Let's see.
Voice on?
I think you want the voice on because this game's got graphics too.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to sighted people, it's pretty good.
Encyclopedia.
You can look at this later. This is part of the mystery.
Load game,
you can load the saved game.
Save game.
You can save your game.
Quit.
Self-explanatory, really.
And quit is the last thing you want to do right now.
Return to the game.
And return to the game is what we are going to do right now.
Clock.
Okay, so let's explore, shall we? Let's look at the clock.
Clock.
Make sure we are at some point, yes.
Look at 11:30. Still quite a while before the appointment with the lawyer. Lawyer's office. Look at. Close. And I have to be here at 12. 4 years of university studies and another 4 making photocopies kind of takes the edge off the obsessive passion for work. Library.
And you can't look at the library.
Stationery shop.
You can't look at this. We'll visit these particular places.
Old people.
Soon.
Look at. The old folk of the village come here to get some fresh air and watch life go by. Telephone box. Look at. Looks like there aren't many private phones in this village. Could that be why it's so quiet? Fountain. Look at. It's not a Michelangelo, but then I don't suppose it sets out to be. Fountain.
That's
old
basically.
Library.
So let's go to the stationery shop.
Lawyer's office. Stationery shop.
Let me just say before you go. Sorry.
Go on.
There's going to be a slight cutscene here, not much, just a little bit. So I wouldn't recommend pressing escape when you're doing this the first time because it's part of the mystery.
You want to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
Because everything they say might help you towards solving your problem. Okay, let's press F3 and go to the stationery shop.
Go to...
Again? But how can you be so naughty? Come on, let's sort you out. Hello, Selma. Have you got any sticking plasters?
I think I've only got one packet left. Let's see. Yes, this is the last one. Here you are.
This kid's a disaster. Could you put this on my account?
Sure. See ya.
Shop lady.
Now, later on, you'll understand exactly what this is all about. Let's
magazines.
Look around a little.
Square.
You can go back to the square if you want.
Magazines.
Let's look.
Look at all about history, science, and scientists. It seems the footballer and the pop star have finally got divorced. Everybody said he was gay, but he remembered this a bit late. Shop lady. Look at. Judging by how keen she looks, I'd say here's someone else who loves work. Shop lady.
That's basically it. Now we're going to talk to her, I believe. So let's press F4.
Speak to. Good morning.
Morning. Sweet, a motorbike magazine?
Huh?
That noise.
Go on, explain it.
Okay, that noise indicates that you can press Tab to choose the options in which you will speak to the person selected.
Yeah, let's see what we can possibly say to this woman.
Do I look as if I like motorbikes? Can I ask you a couple of questions? What flavour sweets have you got? Do I look as if I like motorbikes?
So let's...
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
We are trying to figure a mystery, so this seems to be the obvious choice, I think. Let's do this.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
You don't just press enter.
Depends. About the footballer or the pop star?
Sorry?
The ones who got divorced. Don't you watch the telly, kid? What planet do you live on?
Actually, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, tell me, what can I do for you?
And here you have more options.
I wanted to ask you about Alexander. Did you know him? Have you got any magazines or books on history? Thank you. Goodbye. I wanted to ask you about Alexander. Did you know him? I wanted to ask you about Alexander. Did you know him?
Alexandra?
The man they buried today.
Oh, the hermit. Well, no, I didn't know him. But I knew who he was, of course. Everyone round here knew that.
Really? And who was he?
He was a crazy millionaire. He came to the village a long time ago. Can't say exactly how long, because I must have been a kid then. He lived up there in the mountain, and was hardly ever seen round here. I don't know where he got his food and stuff like that, because as far as I know, he never bought anything in the village. A crazy guy, like I said. People like that always make people talk.
Why do you say he was a millionaire? What do they say? Thank you. Goodbye. Why do you say... What do they say?
What option do you think we should go for, Lauren?
I think, well, I've tried both before, and both of them sort of, I don't know. But I think we should choose the second one. What did they say?
You can always come back if you want to play this.
What do they say?
Well, that he never went out because he was always keeping an eye on his fortune. They say he had it buried in the mountain, in some huge underground place that he had built himself. Otherwise, where could all those people who visited him stay? His hut wasn't very big.
Have you got any magazines or books on history? Thank you. Goodbye. Have you got any magazines or books on history?
Let's buy this just for the heck of it.
Have you got any magazines or books on history?
Well, yes. I've got that kind of magazine, but they don't sell well. They always have to be returned. I've got a big parcel under here for the publishers. That'll make them really happy.
Can you show me one?
Well, let's see. Look, I've got here, Strange Stories from History. And there's Historical Scientific Magazine. Oh, and finally there's Super Smashing History in Pictures and Diagrams.
Well, can I have Strange Stories from History? Well, can I have Historical Scientific Magazine? Well, can I have Super Smashing History in Pictures and Diagrams?
I think we want Strange Stories of History, don't we?
Yeah, I chose that.
Because it seems to be mystery, so you
well,
know the strange...
Can I have Strange Stories from History? Well, can I have Strange Stories from History? Can I pay by credit card?
It doesn't make me the happiest woman in the world. But anyway, give me it. And your identity card, kid.
Thank you. Goodbye. Shop lady.
We also need to buy something else from here.
Yeah, so let's see what else you could buy.
Speak to. I wanted to ask you about Alexander. Did you know him? What flavour sweets have you got?
What is so interesting about this game is everything you have for a reason. And when you play this, you'll see how this goes together.
Even the simplest things like a knob, a doorknob, or anything. Yeah. Just you use them in some way.
What flavour sweets have you got?
Whatever you want. We've got everything.
Well, I don't know. Can I have some? Can I pay by credit card?
It doesn't make me the happiest woman in the world. But anyway, give me it. And
She's
your identity card, kid.
Thank you. Goodbye. Shop lady.
And let's leave her to be her own...
Magazine. Square.
Miserable self.
Go to... Well, look at this. The typical village square.
And we press escape because we already know what this village square looks like.
Boy.
May I just say...
Now, there's someone new here.
Yep, there's a boy here. Before we do whatever we're going to do, may I just say... My mum has told me the animations are great and the sound effects are good. And also, I like the music in here.
Yeah, very, very good.
Fountain.
Let's go to the library.
Old people. Station library.
Let's go there.
Go to.
I've been walking. It doesn't actually sound like he's inside. I think it might be just like standing, like, outside, I don't know, in the doorway.
Plaque.
Or outside it, yeah.
Let's do
Look
some.
At Aldous Huxley Municipal Library. Goodness, you aren't going to tell me that they keep books in here. If the building's the same inside as outside, the books must be growing mushrooms. Bicycle. Look at a bike without a padlock. That's another good thing
it's
about living in a village.
Cutscene.
Looks like the back wheel's a bit flat, though.
Now somebody bumped into you, and you have a few options as to what to say.
Oops, sorry. Why don't you look where you're going? Remaining diplomatically silent. Oops, sorry.
And I'm feeling a little rude today, so...
Why don't you look where you're going? Why don't
yeah,
you look where you're
first.
Going?
And what about you, standing right in the way? You could at least help me, couldn't you?
The Odyssey and the Iliad? Do you like literature?
No, I like history. For many, many centuries, the Greeks thought that all this about Ulysses and the Trojan War really happened.
You mean the Trojan War never really happened? Well, they also thought that whenever there was a storm, it was because Zeus was in a bad mood. Well, it's been nice to meet you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I didn't think you really wanted to do that.
You mean the Trojan... Well, they also thought that whenever there was a storm, it was because Zeus was in a bad mood.
Let's choose this one.
Well, they also thought that whenever there was a storm, it was because Zeus was in a bad mood.
Well, I think it makes more sense than saying that women come from a man's rib.
And why would they write a novel and then try to pass it off as the truth?
Because it was based on very ancient legends, and they couldn't even imagine it wasn't true.
Well, they certainly were naive.
They had a different way of thinking. They looked at the world in a different way. It's very difficult now for us to understand them. Because between us and them, there's all that's happened in history since then. It's not possible to understand a historical moment as it really was.
So historians live by their wits?
Well, they base their interpretations on as much documentary evidence as possible. But, as in all sciences, everybody has their own viewpoint, until someone else comes along who comes up with something more logical or likely. You have to be flexible but rigorous at the same time. Listen, if you want, give me your email address, and when I finish my work, I'll send it to you, okay? But right now, I'm in a hurry.
Sorry, young lady. I thought that you people who study these things liked other people to be interested in them.
I'm sorry. It's just that I'm behind in my work, and I've been really stressed out these past few days. My name's Jana.
I'm Jacko.
Sorry. I'm in a terrible mess, and well, I'm sorry.
Square.
And now we can go back. Now, as you might have deduced, there's somewhere in this whole thing, there's something to do with Greece, or ancient Greece. I'll say no more.
Square. Mm. Go to... Well, look at this. Boy.
Let's see.
Fountain.
Now, boy. What's this boy doing here? Let's talk to him, shall we?
Speak to... Hi, can I have a go on the swing too?
You're very big. Your feet will reach the ground.
Well, that's true. Aren't there any swings around here for older people?
Older people aren't interested in swings. They're interested in other things. That's why they leave us here on the swings and they go off and do important things.
Oh well, I'd like to go on the swing and I can't think
I don't
of
like
anything
that
better
boy.
To do.
Well, I don't think you'll fit on.
Hey, your trousers are torn.
I fell over.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, but it bled and my mum put a plaster on it.
Have you got sticking plasters? Well, I'm sorry about that. We'll be more careful next time. Bye.
Okay.
Have you got sticking plasters?
Why is he on about sticking plasters? Let's follow this little hint and ask him.
Have you got sticking plasters?
Yes, my mum bought a packet.
Hey, could you give me one?
What do you want it for? Have you hurt yourself?
Just in case. Prevention is
oh,
better than cure.
Gosh, I love this bit.
Just in case. Prevention is better than cure.
Yes, but better not to poke your nose in other people's business.
What?
Don't bite off more than you can chew. That's what my mum says.
Listen, all I'm asking for is a plaster. You've got loads in the packet. Is it so hard to give me one?
It's just that my mum told me to keep them, and that her money doesn't stretch to trousers and sticking plasters.
What if I swapped you it for something else?
Now you're probably beginning to understand why we bought something.
What if I swapped you it for something else?
Like what?
For something you like a lot.
I like lots of things.
For a sweet. For a history magazine.
What do you think?
I tried that once and it wasn't happy.
What do you think a boy would like?
Goodness, what are young people like these days? If you're going for a sweet.
Yeah.
For a sweet.
Well, in that case, I might think about it.
Go on, keep the sweet. But now you have to give me the plaster. Square.
And now he's got the plaster.
Square, square.
It didn't make that noise then to notify that, no. You, that you have it, but yeah, you do have it.
Go to. Well, look at this.
Okay, we know this already.
Boy.
No, this boy doesn't.
We have
really...
something new now as
boy,
well.
Boy, yeah, we fountain, telephone, old people, station, journal, lawyer's office.
But before we go to the new thing, let's look at the clock first.
Look at. It's now nearly 11:45, even less time. Clock, lawyer's journal, state journal.
So what's she doing here? Let's speak with her.
Speak to? How are you doing?
Terrible. It's always the same. Shh. Everything goes wrong when you're in a hurry.
What's wrong?
The back wheel of my bike's completely flat. The air's coming out here, see?
Oh yeah, I see.
Now I'm really in a fix, because I haven't got any patches or anything.
Maybe they sell them at the paper shop.
I don't think so. Selma's only got sweets and motorbike magazines. If we could cover the hole with something that will hold on till I get home, but I don't know what.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we try a sticking plaster?
A sticking plaster?
Well, it's only a temporary solution, but... well, it only has to hold out till you get home, if you don't live very far away.
I live close by. I came by bike because of the books.
Well, let's see. And then we'll try to pump it up.
Hey, looks like it's working. Hey, thanks a lot. Jacko?
I think I'd like to read that work when you finished it.
Sure. Look, I'll write down my email address. Write to me and I'll send it to you, so you can tell me what you think.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. I'd buy you a drink to return the favour, but...
don't worry, it's not necessary. I'll just take up a minute more of your time. Did you know the Hermit?
The Hermit? The man in the mountain? No. But I've heard a lot about him. He died a couple of days ago, I think. If they haven't buried him yet, they must be about to do so.
What have you heard about him?
That he was some kind of crazy scientist. They say he had a secret laboratory somewhere in the mountain, and that he did banned experiments in genetics. Sounds like a load of nonsense to me, but you know what village people are like. We love to make things up. Sometimes life here is a bit boring.
Well, we all like to escape from reality at times. I don't want to take up any more of your time. It's getting late for me too. It's been nice meeting you. I hope we'll meet again.
I hope so too. I come here every morning, so you know where to find me. Bye.
Square. Go to... well, look at...
now, as you might remember, we need to be at the lawyer's office at 12. So let's go ahead and
yeah.
The clock and see
John,
if it's
lawyer's
12 o'clock already.
Look at... 12 o'clock exactly. It's time. Lawyer's... John, lawyer... go to...
I, Alexander, in full possession of my faculties... do hereby testify through this document that this day, with full knowledge of the illness with which I am afflicted, and having passed the appropriate psychiatric examination, in order to verify that my decision is truly unconditional, do desire to dictate my last wish, so that all my material belongings may be divided on my disappearance according to my exact wishes. Firstly, I leave all my most personal books, comprising my private library, to those who know how to appreciate them, and among them those volumes which are best preserved. I bequeath to the Aldous Huxley Municipal Library, to be shared by all the community. The remainder of my material effects and property, the house, the land it occupies, and all its contents, including my clothes, I submit to public auction, with the wish that the money thereby accrued be given to different charities of support and welfare which operate in the region.
What? He's giving everything to charity?
Wait a moment, Mrs. Sander. The will continues.
I told you, Centabini. I told you 1,000 times. Alec was off his head. Why do you think I divorced such a rich man?
If you will allow me. From this list is specifically excluded one possession, which is my most valued treasure, the fruit of every single year of a life of struggle and total dedication. It is the fortune of all my life, and the greatest fortune in the world. The exact nature of my fortune is unknown by my lawyer and loyal friend, Aldo Settembrini, who, in addition, has specific instructions not to investigate further and to prevent anyone who is not a beneficiary from doing so. I hereby bequeath the greatest fortune in the world, with absolute and exclusive right, to my distant nephew, Jacko Stoll, with one inalienable condition: that he discover it for himself by his own means, without external assistance of any kind, in the place where it lies hidden, before nightfall today, the date of my burial, in my isolated house on the Tawny Mountain. If he finds it, it shall be his forever.
This is a really small hut, but it looks like it's got several rooms, at least three, judging by the doors.
Now, I think we're going to leave it to up to this point.
Yeah, this is a good place to leave it. We finished sort of like the first, the first chapter basically of it.
Yeah.
And now we're on the second bit.
Now it's your job to explore this house.
Carry on.
Take everything you have. Look at hints and whatever. Pick up everything you can find and get your way to the treasure and see what happens next. You can go on.
And just remember that everything you pick up has a use.
Yeah, make sure you opened everything. Now, that's basically it for today. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you'll give this game a go if you can find yourself a link. I'm sure there's one up, but if you can't find it, people will have to post one. Unfortunately, that is how it seems to be now these days. So let's quit this game.
Return to the voice. Quit. Are you sure you want to quit? If your answer is yes.
One.
And there we are. Thank you for joining us again, and Lauren, once again, thank you very much for taking part in this. It's always good to have you with me doing these walkthroughs, and we are bound to come back with a few more next time. I can give you hints. We have Damage Extreme in mind and a few others. So that's
and a few others exciting games.
Yeah, so keep at it if you like what we are doing. If you don't, you wouldn't
if you don't, then you feel free to tell us and we'll try and make it better.
It, if there's anything. But if you don't, you probably not even hear this. Okay then. Until next time, goodbye from us.
Bye.